Heidi-ho! Welcome to another fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, it's my birthday! Well, no, not the whole week, just today, in fact. Yep, on this day in 1970, I was born in the great city of Portland, Oregon. So where is today's special birthday episode of Fish Fry taking us? To the runway. But before we head off to the runway, I want to let everyone know that I've got a Cypress PSOC 4 Pioneer Kit to give away to one lucky listener, courtesy of this week's sponsor, Newark Element 14. All you've got to do to win is head on over to element14.com/fishfry or click the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page that says Win a Cypress PSOC 4 Pioneer Kit, courtesy of Newark Element 14. So yes, we're talking about fashion this week. But wait, before you start running for the hills, this is an EE show after all. So we're not just talking about your normal, off-the-shelf, straight-from-Milan, couture-enhanced fashion. Oh no. We're talking about wearable technology and the newest advances in sensor-enhanced clothing that's coming down the runway. Now we all know about smart clothing, right? Clothing with ICs woven into the fabric, which involves weaving conductive and also presumably semiconductive materials into ordinary normal fibers. But what if you flip the script on the fibers themselves? A new project at the National Physical Laboratory in the United Kingdom is doing just that. How are they changing these clothing fibers as we know it? Well, they're actually coating them with silver, chemically bonding a layer of 20 nanometer thick silver to each fiber. As it turns out, this special silver coating adheres very well to a lot of different kinds of materials, is highly conductive, and still allows for the fiber to remain flexible and stretchable. Because this silver coating allows for the fibers in the garment to remain flexible, unlike previous techniques of weaving in conductive material, it can also easily be added to existing garments. Oh man, my prom dress dreams of years ago may be finally coming to fruition. Awesome. Oh yeah, and one last thing that I thought was super cool about this announcement. Since silver has well-known antibacterial qualities, researchers at the National Physical Laboratory are also looking to implement this technique into a whole new realm of medical fabrics, such as long-lasting antibacterial wipes and wound dressings. If you want to check out the NPL's work in smart fabrics for yourself, go ahead and click the link below the play on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. So yes, the National Physical Laboratory in the United Kingdom's work in the future of smart fabrics is super cool. But what about today? Now? Well, today my guest is Christian DeFeo from Element 14. Join us as we talk about Adafruit, how Element 14 is encouraging this trend of wearable technology, and how you can get started using Adafruit in your next fashion-forward design. Welcome, Christian. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Christian, we're here today to talk about the Get Closer Wearables Challenge that Element 14 is doing right now. Tell me about the Adafruit Flora computing platform that is the basis of this challenge. Tell my audience more about this platform and how it can be incorporated into clothing.
Well, the Adafruit Flora is an innovative platform which is Arduino compatible, which was one of the selling points about it because it can tap into the vast expertise that exists in our community. It's round and it has holes so that it can be sewn into clothing. It's ideal wearable applications. It's rather like the Arduino Leonardo where it can be plugged in and used as a board. It can be used as a mouse board. And then it also comes with an array of sensors and a battery pack. Some of the sensors that it has available are GPS sensors which can locate you. There is also a sensor which can detect colors. There's also light sensors as well. What we found, not only a platform, but also a series of accessories and sensors which make getting into the wearable electronic space relatively straightforward for the newcomer to this field.
So I read in a press release about this platform that it's helping wearable technology become more integrated and less expensive. Tell us more about that.
Well, the Adafruit Flora, the board itself, is only $24.95. You can buy it on Newark.com right now. And the sensors themselves individually are not expensive either. At the moment, there's a perception, rightly or wrongly, wearable technology seems to be the province of an elite. Industrial design like Google Glass, and we see the rather extravagant screen where it sort of projects in front of your field of vision but doesn't completely obscure it. We see that compact design. We hear about Apple and a vast number of new engineers in order to make the iWatch. And there's a certain perception that perhaps wearables is the province of the big boys. With this board and with their sensors and with the challenge that we've put together, they're showing it's actually something that's within the reach of the not only usual maker, but somebody who is just entering into the maker world. One of the things that makes wearables so compelling is that it exists at the pivot between arts and crafts and technology. It could also be an educational tool for people who want to learn about electronics who may have hitherto been intimidated by the idea, but they have to learn a lot about complex building methods to take full advantage of the platform. That's not the case. We are providing the tools and the educational opportunities so that people can access the technology and build quite advanced applications with it.
So, Christian, tell me about the starter kit that's the basis of this challenge.
The starter kit, which is generally available, which contains the Flora, the GPS sensor, and some materials in order to take it part of your clothing to sew it in. It contains needles and thread. What we've provided to our competitors in addition to that is every last sensor with the Flora. So they get the sensor that comes with the pack, and they also get advanced stuff like the color sensor. We intend for our competitors to be able to take maximum advantage of the opportunities that we're presenting them.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Christian, and telling my audience all about the Adafruit Flora computing platform. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you.
Have you ever thought to yourself, how could I design a Sigma Delta mixer? Okay, maybe you haven't. Or maybe you thought a Sigma Delta mixer was some kind of nerdy sorority party. Well, folks, if either or both is true, you should really check out one of EE Journal's newest episodes of Chalk Talk, entitled, and as you probably guessed, How to Design a Sigma Delta Mixer Circuit. In this third episode of our three-part Chalk Talk series, I'm chatting with Reed Wender of Triad Semiconductor. And together, we're going to take out Triad Semiconductor's VIA Designer Tool Suite out for a spin. And, of course, design ourselves a nice Sigma Delta Mixer while we're at it. You can check out this episode by clicking the link on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com or by heading on over to the On Demand section of eejournal.com. All right, without further ado, this week's nerdy giveaway. I'm giving away a Cypress PSOC Pioneer Kit, courtesy of this week's Fish Fry sponsor, Newark Element 14. What are you going to get when you win, if you enter, that is, this super cool kit? Well, the PSOC4 Pioneer Kit is an easy-to-use development platform, enabling you to create unique designs with the flexibility of the PSOC4. It features a member of the PSOC4200 family. This kit gives you the power of an ARM Cortex M0 combined with the fully customizable analog and digital fabric of the PSOC in the palm of your hands. It includes a PSOC4200 SOC, which has an ARM Cortex M0 and a 48 MHz CPU, Arduino shields, PMOD compatible interface, a CapSense slider with SmartSense auto tuning, an RGB LED, and more. So if you want to enter to win one of these super cool kits of your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry or click the link on this week's Fish Frying page that says Win a PSOC4 Pioneer Kit, courtesy of Newark Element 14. Halloween. Easy as that. You should enter now. Just imagine if your Facebook feed had a little EE journal sprinkled in. I mean, come on, wouldn't that be cool? You'd be sitting around, browsing Facebook, cat video, yuck, brother-in-law's breakfast, again, thanks. Another stupid meme, and look, a post from EE journal. Yippee! See, wouldn't that be awesome? To make it happen, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM, and you can join our circle on Google+. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fry page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covering today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And if you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or possibly the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of August 9th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.